The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
How's it, Rolene? How are you doing?
Benj, you know, when I get such a chipper greeting, I'm always good in you.
Well, we can't complain here in the studio too much, although it is a smidgen on the cold side. I think winter is indeed finally coming to Johannesburg, but never mind. Let's get straight into the important things banging around in the news cycle in Israel. This march of return is proving to be a real problem, and it looks as though the Israel Air Force has struck Hamas targets after people were planting bombs on the border, and there's all sorts of issues around images coming out of Gaza, and there's journalists that's being shot, and it's quite a serious situation all around.
It is a very serious situation, Benjamin. I want to update our listeners who perhaps have not been aware of the news because it was the end of Pesach, but this past weekend saw the second weekend of protests by, we'll call them elements within the Gaza Strip against Israel. And I want to just paint a very, very clear picture for our listeners. These are not peaceful protests. This is a belligerent campaign carefully orchestrated by Hamas and disguised using the language of peaceful protests. Some of the images we saw over the weekend coming out of Gaza, apart from the burning of nearly 10,000 tires, which is created a severe environmental and health challenge for the people of Gaza and for southern Israel, so much so that Israel has complained to the World Health Organization. And Benji, I know that you are very keen about environmental issues, so you can appreciate how severe this is from that aspect. Other issues or cause for concern is the continuous firing of Molotov cocktails, shooting at our soldiers, throwing firebombs at our soldiers, which of course has prompted our soldiers to react. The intent by Hamas to storm our border and to infiltrate Israel is seen under international law as a belligerent act, and we are well within our legal rights to respond accordingly. Some of the images coming out from the Gaza Strip have been extremely alarming. We saw the swastika being flown with the Palestinian flag. There was pictures during the rounds on social media of a baby wrapped in a Palestinian flag and placed on the tires. And somebody actually remarked to me, well, they're not doing anything bad with the baby. They've just brought the baby to the protest. But I think listeners would agree that bringing a baby to a place where they are burning toxic rubber and firing and placing the baby in the a very, very precarious and dangerous situation is a gross example of child abuse. Thank goodness this past weekend there were less casualties than there were last weekend. However, a journalist was shot and subsequently died of his wounds. And I know that this has created a lot of uproar in the South African media. And I just want to reiterate, as per the IDF, as per the statement released by the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces are in no certain way fire intentionally at journalists. This incident is being investigated by the special investigator who has been appointed. His name is Brigadier General Moti Baruch. He will head a panel which is tasked with examining and investigating the events of the past two weekends and the death of the journalist. Now, I know there are a lot of rumors out there that the journalist was flying a drone or that he was a member of Hamas. We do not know if he was a member of Hamas or flying a drone. We will only know once this information has been released by the IDF. If the IDF contravened their code of ethics, then appropriate charges will be made against soldiers. But Israel is a democracy, and when there are mistakes committed by our army or any of our other national bodies, we will investigate that closely.
Yeah, and I think people should be aware that this is not going to be a one-stop shop. I think we are likely to see virtually every Friday now in the run-up to Yom HaAtzmaut, where or not even or Yom HaAtzmaut in the Gregorian calendar. I know that's coming up in a couple of weeks in the Hebrew calendar, but the 15th of May basically is this big land day. It's called with the Palestinians. So pretty much you're going to see every Friday more of the stuff happening. So prepare yourselves, because I think it is going to be quite a tough time out there getting the facts and figures and the truth really out to people about what's going on.
And this is why we need your help. We really need you guys to become citizen journalists and to disseminate the facts on the ground as they happen. You know, I don't even want to talk about the animal cruelty that we also are seeing reports of. You know, it's untenable to me and just as heartbreaking. And if you, whether you're an animal rights activist, a human rights activist, a human being just interested in truth, we need your help, and you need to please help us in making sure that the facts on the ground are disseminated and any alternative facts reported in the media are answered as much as possible. And Benji, you're absolutely right. In the build-up to May the 14th, we are going to see an escalation. We are well prepared for it. We are anticipating it. But with this does come conflagration. So guys out there, you know, if you see posts by the Zionist Fed or the posts by me or by Chai FM explaining the situation in Gaza, please share it. Please get the truth out.
Rolene, are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
So maybe what we should do now is I think we should start like a Chai FM group, right? So people who want stuff that they can put out, if they want information. I know you can start groups and stuff on Twitter so people can get information. Maybe if you are on Twitter and you want to help out Rolene with something like this, tweet her directly, just say, you know, at Rolene. And
it's actually at Rolmarks.
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 Yeah, and just put in a tweet. If you tweet someone directly, no one else sees it except for the person that you've tweeted at. And maybe we can form a bit of a Chai FM group for the, you know, the Israel report update.
I love this, Benj. I love the fact that we are being proactive citizen public diplomats.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're up for that, tweet Rolene. And we'll see what we can do to get you some interesting info and maybe build up a bit of a Twitter storm. Moving over the border, I actually spoke about this earlier, whilst Durko sat on his hands and did nothing about this chemical strike, over 100 people being killed. Trump, on the other hand, is threatening action. Last time he sent a missile into Syria. What do you think is going to happen now, Ro?
Well, we know that he has said that all options are on the table, and he is saying, and this comes while we're talking about Twitter, this comes from President Trump. He has said many dead, including women and children, in a mindless chemical attack in Syria. The area of atrocity is in lockdown and encircled by the Syrian army, making it completely inaccessible to the outside world. President Putin, Russia, and Iran are responsible for backing animal Assad. Big price to pay. The Russian Foreign Ministry has warned against any military action on the basis of what they call invented and fabricated excuses. So we are seeing a tit for tat and the blame game happening there. Coupled with this, and just really a couple of hours ago, Russia said that Syrian air defense systems shot down 5 of 8 missiles fired by 2 Israeli F-15 combat jets who had apparently entered Lebanese airspace. And Syrian state news agency Sana has said that the Israeli aggression on the T4 airport was carried out with F-15 planes that fired several missiles from above Lebanese land. The Israeli military spokesperson has no comment on this, so we don't know what the IAF have to say at this stage. I'm sure as the story develops, we will hear that. But Benji, you know, you just mentioned that President Trump, the last time this happened, he took out the launch sites where these chemical weapons were fired from. And I'm really hoping we will see some of the same action again. I really hope that those who are dozing at the United Nations will also be calling for an emergency session. You know, they were very, very quick to call for one over the March of Return protests or Act of belligerency, as we see it from Israel's side, but I'm hearing crickets, Benj. I don't know about you, about this horrendous chemical attack which has killed over 140 Syrians, mostly women and children.
Yeah, it's absolutely revolting what's going on at the moment. Yeah, it's just terrible in Syria. And I do hope that Trump does blow up something. At least, very least, it will make everyone feel good.
Well, we do know that President Trump likes to be the anti-Obama, and President Obama, or former President Obama, spoke very famously about red lines, and you know, his red lines seemed to shift the last time that there was a sarin gas attack on Syrian civilians. So we're hoping that President Trump can put his money where his mouth is and do something about this. You know, if America is to be the great policeman of the world and to gain its reputation back, we need to see America stand up and lead the charge against this gross war crime and human rights atrocity.
Now, everybody's favorite Corbyn Pesach, or Jeremy Corbyn, sorry, has called for the UK to review arms trading with Israel. This man is lovely. I really think that, can you imagine if he becomes prime minister? How delightful that will be.
I don't even want to contemplate something like that. I just know that if he does, I think we will be seeing a lot of oil coming from the UK. And I was actually with a group of visitors to one of our WheatSo projects today earlier from the UK, and they are just, you know, outraged by Jeremy Corbyn, who has also made comments that and refuses to blame Assad for the chemical attack in Syria and demands all sides work together on a ceasefire. So I don't know what he had at the Seder he attended, Benj. I don't know if he had a little too much wine, but I think he's extremely well divorced from reality. And yes, he has said that in light of what he calls the escalating events along the Gaza border, he thinks that the silence from the there's too much silence from the international community, and that the UK must investigate the latest illegal and inhumane incidents carried out by the Israel Defense Forces, to quote unquote him. You know, this is a man who is under a very, very, very strong microscope at the moment because of allegations of anti-Semitism within his party, which is the UK Labour Party. And there were demonstrations just this past weekend, yesterday, in fact, over his lack of doing something, as we say in Hebrew, tachlis, about anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. And we know that he is the keeper of strange friends like Hamas and Hezbollah. So I don't think that we are shocked by his stance on this, but I do think that the man seems to live in an alternate universe because he really is not paying heed to the comments that are being levelled against him.
Yeah, absolutely. SMS is coming through on the line, Rolene. Someone's saying, compare Trump's response to Obama. Obama is a wimp. That's what someone else is saying. Someone asking a question, Michael from Galamana, asking, anything further on the Gazan who was supposedly shot in the back?
This is also under investigation, and we have had a lot of dare I say, Pollywood issues coming out. I mean, last week, Howard and I spoke about the fact that Catherine Heigl or Izzy Stevens miraculously changed nationalities, didn't seem to age much, and has found a new career as a doctor in the Gaza Strip. And we've had quite a few incidents. We see some incidents where people have been faking injuries. So this particular incident where somebody is alleged to have been shot in the back is under investigation. And I think that as soon as there are results, we will hear from the military as soon as possible.
Well, there you go, Rolene Marks. Thank you so much for bringing us the Israel Report. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, same time, same place, and catch you a little later.